Good morning and welcome. It always throws me off when I come up from that side, but we're all good. A few announcements this morning. We have the nursery open for those of you with children up to the age of 2. That's available just on the other side of the fellowship hall there. It is Pastor Appreciation Month. We also have a ladies' fall fun event coming up this Friday, October 29th. That'll be here at the church from 6:30 to 9 p.m. So talk to anyone on the women's outreach to get some more information on that. There's also information in the bulletin. If you would like a copy of the annual report, there are a couple copies in the foyer, so you can feel free to take one of those. The praise team is still looking for a drummer for Sunday mornings, so if you're interested in helping out with the praise team, please talk to Charlie or Nancy. The Sunday School Christmas program is coming up, and practices are starting, so look in the bulletin for more information on that. We have youth group tonight as normal. If you want to be a part of our leadership group, come at 5:30. We have young adult Bible study at 8 p.m. on Monday, that's tomorrow, at Kelly and I's house, and then we have Club Rock as normal on Wednesday. Are there any other announcements this morning? The call to worship is Habakkuk 3:17 through 19. Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the producer of olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on high places.
Please stand together and join in singing hymn 353. 353, A Shelter in the Time of Storm.
The Lord's our rock, in Him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Shade by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fears alarm, no foes affright, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms may round us beat, a shelter in the time of storm. We'll never leave our safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, rock divine, oh, refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Thou our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm.
Thank you. Please greet one another if you'd like.
We welcome you to our worship service and grateful that you are here with us, especially those that are visiting this morning. This is our opportunity for bringing our prayer requests and praises. Just a couple of them that I've been given. Continue to pray for the Welch family with the passing of Elsie, and the memorial service will be here tomorrow at 11 with the visitation starting at 10. Millie Rogers is still in the hospital, right? Okay, Millie Rogers is still in the hospital, looking much better. She's been dealing with an infection. And then also Margie Parmalee's father, Delton, passed away, and his service is November 1st. And then also received word from Larry Van Zee that his brother Richard passed away, and I believe his memorial service will be Saturday at the funeral home. So. And then I received an update this morning from Deb Bonebright about Nathan with Nathan's accident a week ago. This is what she stated, and if you follow along with Caring Bridge, this may get updated today. After a good day yesterday, we had setbacks this morning. This is a wild ride we don't want to be on. This morning, Nathan's blood pressure and brain pressure need to come back down in Jesus' name. And please, Lord, stop the shivering in his body. So those are the main concerns that they've been dealing with as they've been exploring raising his body temperature, but also setting the sedation level a little bit lower to see if he will. Yesterday he was doing some breathing on his own and such, and so we will continue to lift up Nathan and these requests. Are there any other requests? Yeah, Tom.
Eddie's had a few issues this week. A lot of it's related to unable to have bowel movement. Mm-hmm. I think yesterday he's been in the hospital, and he's there this morning to face with you. And, you know, it has to do with growing up. We don't always like it, but it's bad. So we just pray that he has good days. We're thankful for the time
that we have. Yeah. So Faye's father, Eddie, has been in the hospital this week, been dealing with some issues, and we will pray that the good days will outweigh the bad days, and we are grateful that he is still here and the opportunity to continue to make memories. Any other requests? Kathy.
My mom, Nancy Sterling Newhouser, is in the St. Mary's Hospital on Pier. She has a diagnosis of COVID and urinary tract infection. She's 87 years old and is getting frail.
So Kathy's mom, Nancy, is in the hospital with COVID and then a urinary tract infection. And so we will pray, and she's in her 80s, 87, that's 87. So we will pray for healing. June.
I want to thank everybody who's been praying for us, especially Ronnie, the last few days. He's feeling much better this morning, so that's an answer to prayer. And
Well, good. It was an honor to serve her communion the other day.
But we just pray that she could have peace and comfort and joy for whatever time she's got left.
Yeah, I did notice when we were singing that Bob was standing, so that's a huge praise. So the request, Ron has been feeling better, June has been feeling better, but her mom, and your mom's first name?
Shirley. She's 98 and a half.
I would never have guessed 98 and a half. So, and her mom, Shirley, has been placed in hospice care, and so we will pray for her as well. Dale. What's that? In Omaha? I've lost the hospital name. It's a long one, but it's, I don't know if it's Creighton or if it's Omaha Medical. She just set up the Caring Bridge site a couple days ago, so those updates should be coming through. Any other requests? Yeah, Mark.
All of our prayer requests for health and elderly care is very, very important, but I do want to throw out a huge praise for Boys Cross Country being state champions today. We have a champion in our midst. Mr. Alex over there, which is fourth individual.
I noticed the Miller cross country team is quite young, so past results don't always guarantee future. You do need to keep working, but that is a huge praise and a blessing to have that as a part of your high school experience, and for Tom McGow as well. So, any other requests? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the time that we have here on this earth, that you have appointed our beginning and our end. And you've also told us that you know our needs, that you take care of the flowers of the field, the birds of the air, and they don't sow or reap or spin or worry about, and they are to be our example, because their Heavenly Father takes care of them. And how much more are we? You have told us over and over again through the words of your Son that as a good father, you will not give us things that harm us. And so as we face struggles, as we face challenges, they come not because you are surprised or unable, but it is out of a plan that you have for our lives. We don't always understand it. We don't always understand on this side of eternity the things that we face. But we can trust that it's come through your plan and we are protected by your will. Father, and we come this morning, we lift up Nathan Bonebright to you. We ask, as Deb has placed a request before you, and we affirm those, that you would help stabilize Nathan's blood pressure, the brain pressure, for the shivers that he has, that you would give wisdom to the medical profession. But we know ultimately you are the great physician, and we pray that you would heal Nathan completely and fully. We pray for Brian and Deb and the family, that especially as Brian and Deb wait, that the words of Paul, that they would be anxious for nothing but prayer and petition, and that is what they're doing, that with thanksgiving that we are letting our requests be made known to you, and for you to follow through with the peace that passes all understanding will guard their hearts and minds. And so May you do that. We hold you to it. And you are a faithful God who follows through on all your promises. We lift up families that have lost loved ones. We pray for the Welsh family with Elsie's passing. We pray for Larry's, the Van Zee family with Richard's passing. And then also we lift up those with health needs. We pray for Millie Rogers. We pray for Ed, both in the hospital, that you would be an ever-present help. We thank you for the availability of medical care here in our community and for the different facilities that we can have our loved ones here close to us to continue to be a part of their lives and them to be in ours. We pray for June's mom, Shirley, with her entering into hospice care. Father, that we are grateful that her hope is secure in you and for the way that you touch both Ron and June and Bob's lives, we pray that you would continue to prove yourself faithful. Father, we lift up Kathy's mom, Nancy, to you, that you would be an ever-present help in this time of need as she is in the hospital, that you would heal her body, that you would help remove this infection and the COVID. Father, we also rejoice with the things that you are doing and the lessons that athletics teach us and the long hours and miles put in for our cross-country teams and for the success they had. As cross-country is a lot of times a very individual sport, and to see the success, but also to see the success as a team, we pray that you would help them to build upon that. We thank you that it is a picture of the life that we lead in Christ, that there are challenges, there are struggles, but as you tell us that we have this treasure in jars of clay, so that as the outward part of us is wasting away, the inward part can be renewed day by day. So we fix our eyes on what is seen and not as what is unseen. And Father, we just rejoice with the athletes and the success they had. And we pray for each of the seasons as volleyball winding down, and you would watch over and protect our athletes. We thank you for the community you've placed us in, for the opportunity to speak into the lives of young people and students through Club Rock and Youth Group. We pray that you would be with our volunteers for Club Rock and give us wisdom as we interact with these students. May your gospel message find receptive hearts. Give us patience with those that we have, and the opportunity also to speak into the lives of their families. Father, we see that there is great needs in our community, that on a real level, only you can provide for. Help us to be seeing where you're at work and joining you there. We pray for our country, for the issues that we face, and as we were reminded with the song of "You are indeed a shelter in a time of storm," it does feel like things spin out of control. But Father, help us to take heart that in this world we will have trouble, but Jesus has overcome the world. Be with our missionaries. We pray for the Maines as they deal with COVID on the island of Grenada and trying to get their school up and going and stay in person with their students. For the loss of individuals because of COVID, that you would be with those families and raise up others to be faithful servants for you. And so, Father, we lay these requests before you. We thank you for the opportunities we have and the blessings you've given us and the opportunities to give back to you. We thank you for the financial resources you've provided as families, and then as we trust you, as we give to the church, we ask that you would use those gifts to your honor and glory, both here in our community and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning and welcome. I'm glad you've chosen to join with us this morning to worship and to listen to the message that God has for us today. I invite you to stand and sing with us a few songs. We're going to take it back a few years to a song from the 1930s. It clips right along.
Yeah. Father, we thank you for the privilege we have to worship you, to sing praises to your name. We thank you that we can say, you are my God. We thank you for the gift of your son, Jesus. We pray that you would be with our time now as we look into your word, that we would be attentive to what you'd have for us to receive this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.